Blake lay on his back, eyes wide, focusing on an insignificant mark on the ceiling above his bunk. He'd never noticed the oily smudge before, although this wasn't the first night of sleepless worry that he'd spent looking at the exact same spot. He willed his mind to quiet itself, to let him rest, but too many variables and impossibilities were rampaging through his thoughts, crossing and double-crossing each other until he couldn't take it any more. He grimaced and dragged himself to his feet, limbs aching, and made his way disconsolately to the washroom. As he filled the basin with cold water, Blake found himself looking in the mirror on the bulkhead above it. The eyes staring back at him were haunted by doubt, fatigue and anxiety, nothing like the determined, confident persona the rebel leader maintained in company. Grinding his teeth in irritation, he turned off the tap, cupped his hands and doused his face, savouring the shock of ice-cold liquid. If sleep was out of the question, then he'd go through the plans one last time. Data sheets were scattered across the wide desk that dominated Blake's quarters, with yet more attached to the wall beyond. Maps, schematics, schedules, numerous prospective targets, some plans more advanced than others, while the greatest number were merely speculative possibilities. ORAC occupied one corner of the desk. The supercomputer looked to be inactive, but Blake knew it was busy correlating data for a handful of his more serious plans. His quarters were more like a war room than a place of rest, he often thought. No wonder he found it impossible to relax. Blake was determined that nothing would go wrong with the Istria project.